Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Well, I guess it's the cigarettes, you know, everyone gets a sneak a cigarette on moving day.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Wow, far out.
Saudi Arabia, party, party, yeah, party, party, yeah. Fun, 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 fun.
Ground beef is really a winner nowadays.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's Friday. Ooh, la la. Everyone's working for the weekend, waiting for that 5 o'clock whistle. Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. Slide down the dinosaur into your car and into a weekend, whatever have you. Soaking down some fresh boo-roo. We're on Twitch at twitch.tv if you want to see that at 8 o'clock when we have our people defending the wall.
This is gonna be fun. We have some good contestants. I'm looking forward to this. Our Patriot Protector contest at 8 o'clock. All of the people that we contacted to come in are indeed coming in. So we didn't have to use any of the backups. We've got the all stars.
Okay. Was the backup very upset?
Yes, very upset.
Yeah.
Very, very angry. He was not picked.
But in what way did he express his anger?
Tweeting me. All day yesterday.
Ugh. Saying things such as...
Big mistake. And then one of them was, I'm coming anyway.
Like, well,
the ancillary fallout of this contest, apparently.
Yeah. So we will have to have a sit-down with Bird and Nick.
More Bird.
More Bird
than Nick, I think.
Yeah. I think Bird and Locke are.
As to which ones are coming in.
Yeah, I think that Nick... Well, first of all, Nick has proven that he has an inability to use any kind of sense when we said... what was it? Can you get...
We said, bring your phone down to Chief Water, make him cheer when he was out in the parking lot. And next thing I know, there's a man in a giant Indian headdress sitting across from us inside the
can you put him on the phone to be... Can you bring him upstairs? And so Nick not only is physically unable, he's the least physically unable out of all of us to do something if something happened.
No. Bird's the man.
And then mentally, I don't trust him to let anyone in the building.
So I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the Wizard of Oz. It's like, if I only had a brain, if I only had a heart, is Nick, you know. And it's kind of, we got our own crew.
We do. Speaking of old movies, my son had a tryout for basketball at 8 o'clock last night, 8 to 9:30.
11-year-old.
Why do they do that, man? God.
I don't know, but they did, and my wife was feeling quote unquote sick, so I had to take him. So I had an hour and a half to kill at home. So like any young viral kid, I rented Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Raindrops are falling on
that
my
scene
head.
Is utterly ridiculous.
What is going on with that movie?
It might be the worst what the hell is happening in this moment scene thrown into a film I've ever seen.
What's wrong with Paul Newman on a bike?
Okay, so here's what happened. Because I would not have known before this. Is that there's the Sundance Kid and Paul Newman. And they're friends, and they're in this gang, hole-in-the-wall gang. So Newman's having sex with this lady. So the Sundance kid, who's Robert Redford, says, I'm going to go find the lady. And then you think he's raping her, but it turns out that he's not. She knows him. Because he holds a gun on her and tells her to take off her clothes.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, it's silly goose. You're
role play. Yeah.
And so they wake up the next morning with Paul Newman riding around on a bike. And then for the next 10, 15 minutes, it's Paul Newman riding around on a bike, like picking apples and doing tricks.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Burt Bacharach is just singing in the background.
It is just like, I mean, second maybe only to when the Rocky III training scene turned into them frolicking and splashing
in
each other and hugging
LA.
Each other's short yeah. shorts. Did you just go, what the hell is going on?
Is it to pinpoint that that Butch Cassidy is such a good guy that he would not even envision taking Sundance's girl?
Dude, I have no idea.
Because that's the only explanation I could think of the scene, except for, look at me, I'm riding a bike.
I think it was just like someone said, this movie needs more like hunk appeal. We need the women to go, oh, look at these guys. They're because they were the hunks their time, those two guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, please. I mean, I would have sex with Robert Redford now.
I mean, who wouldn't?
I mean, please. I mean, he's just got, like, you can tell he's been out in the country. He's got, like, a leathery face.
Sure, he's all weathered.
Yeah, he's weathered, but in a beautiful way.
I didn't realize he was the face of that meme, the guy in the woods who just kind of nods his head, like, approvingly, that famous meme where he's just like, mm-hmm, where he does that. That's Robert Redford in some old movie, like Jeremiah something.
But I got to see that. Is there any bikes in that?
No, I don't think so. No sweet bikes.
And then Paul Newman has like a bowler cap on, and he's like,
it's almost Naked Gun-esque. It's so like out of nowhere. It's like, didn't they do the Naked Gun kind of parody that when they were all like out? Like, didn't they do Raindrops Falling on My Head? We're at the movies, and they're like,
yeah.
Mustard on each other. And
yeah,
stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. So, well, let's put it. I have not finished it, but I'm sure it gets.
It's not, man. There's a lot of like quote unquote classic movies.
Doesn't end well, Fred.
That just aren't that.
Yeah, they
great.
Get killed at the end.
Does not end well.
35, 45, 55.
Sorry, I hope I didn't spoil the movie for everyone.
So he's 44 when he made that film. He's my age when he made that
film. Yeah. But he's old. There's all these movies that people call classics that you go back and you watch. Like, man, none of them that good. Like, I mean, like,
what did your date think when you took her to Butch Cassidy?
We liked it. Saw it in the theater.
That's right. When you
1970.
Were
1970. That's right. 69. I actually like that movie. Now, you're right about that scene, but I've always liked that movie, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
It's fine. But yeah. I mean, it's looked at as like a classic. Like, The Magnificent Seven is looked at as a classic. Have
That's
you seen
my dad's
that one?
Favorite movie.
Seen the original. Dude. I only saw the remake with Denzel Washington.
So my father was the biggest fan of Westerns ever. Loved them. And so I remember I had, on my own, like stumbled across The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And I watched it. And The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is like a top 10 movie of all time. That movie rules.
Yep.
I could watch that over and over and over again. It's as good as it gets. So I watched that, and then I watched the two other Sergio Leone, like A Fistful of Dollars for a Few Dollars More. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, Clint Eastwood and Sergio Leone absolutely slay. So I went to my father. I'm like, Dad, I didn't know about these movies. And I knew he loved them. I was like, give me another recommendation. He goes, oh, The Magnificent Seven. Magnificent Seven is just a – it's like, you know what that was? It was like Ocean's 11. It was like, hey, we're
the
all
original.
Famous, and we're jerking around.
The original
we're
Ocean's 11, not the remake.
Yeah, it's like we're having fun on the set. And I'm just like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
No. Well, the original Ocean's 11 is impossible
unwatchable.
To watch.
It's unwatchable. Awful. Awful movie.
They're like all drunk.
Oh, God.
And like that was when Sinatra refused to redo a scene.
Yes, that's right.
And then –
It's like the Dolomite of like movies from that time.
No, awful movie.
Sinatra would come in and he'd go, I'm only doing one scene or whatever, however he talked.
That's the meme. That's the famous meme. That is Robert.
I thought
Redford.
It was the guy from Parks and Rec. Manny, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Fred, I got to agree with you. What the hell was going on in that scene with the raindrops keep falling on my head? Couldn't understand it. I watched it a couple of times. Still don't get it. But I have to admit, it did kind of make me nervous when you said you'd still have sex with Robert Redford. Have you seen him lately? But I'm glad you're secure enough in your manhood to admit that. And you guys have a great weekend. Bye. Right.
There was, when I was a kid, like the debate that went on along that would you have sex with Sebastian Bach? Because there was a girl at our school, a girl that went to another school who looked exactly like Sebastian Bach and was really hot.
Oh, sure.
And so you had, and so you thought, like, if it was really not have sex, but like not like have sex, but if you weren't positive it was Sebastian Bach, would you hook up with Sebastian Bach?
No.
Like, that got floating around.
The best was when they tried to take unattractive lead singers and make them look like all attractive. Like, the singer of Warrant, rest in peace, Jenny Lane.
I mean, he was just, he looked like something was wrong with him.
Right, I mean, it was like, I mean, he is like, his eyes were like bugging out of his head.
He looked like he was kissing cousins.
Right, so, but they tried to like turn him into Bret Michaels.
He got Bobby Brown.
And he's like, he did. The girl from the Cherry Pie video, yeah, which, I mean.
Treated him very well.
Yeah, I guess so. And then people went, oh boy.
Yeah, they did that a lot with singers. Not like the singer of Crocus, who was beautiful.
Well, the saddest of all of them is the bass player from the Goo Goo Dolls. Like, they hide him in all the photos.
Well, but he's not that big a deal in the band.
Sure he is. There's three guys. When you only got three guys in the band, you can't hide.
I'll do it even better. Nancy Wilson. Which one?
Ann's the bigger one. Nancy Wilson's the one that married Cameron Crowe. Yeah, she's the blonde.
Ann Wilson is the one. I mean, now she's like the front of the band.
Yeah.
Like when it was Barracuda, it was her out front.
She was the vixen.
She's like the band, probably. She's like the lead singer. She's everything. And in the video for These Dreams, they have her underwater to a chin. they're like, can you imagine being her?
Yeah.
And it's her sister dancing around her head. It's like her body had been decomposed.
They do that with the guy from Fall Out Boy. Like, so, because the bassist or the Pete Wentz guy is, you know, he like dated a bunch of famous people and he's, you know, like the good looking one. But Patrick Stump, who I think is like the genius behind that band, like the guy who writes all their songs, they kind of hide him in the back of all the photos. It's like, you got to keep him back there.
Well, they got another nerdy guy in that band, Captain Goggles over there.
I think he's the drummer, though. You can get away with that.
Yeah.
I think when you're the drummer, you can get away with being completely nerdy looking and probably still slang. I mean, you know, think of the dude from The Who. You know, he was Warren Moon. Keith Moon. Is like an extremely goofy looking dude, but apparently
but he was a rapscallion. He would drive cars into the pool and then he would asphyxiate on his own vomit. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Well, for all the people who are really, really upset that Tom Brady might leave at the end of the year, unfortunately, Adam Schefter's got some more stuff, more gasoline for the fire on that story.
Yeesh. Put my fingers in my collar. All right, well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Sports Hub.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Tusher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Tusher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, for everyone who wants to see Brady play New England until his arm eventually falls off, Adam Schefter has been one hell of a wet blanket as of late, because after his comments this past Monday night speculating that Tom could be leaving the Pats at the end of the season, he doubled down yesterday talking to Mike Greenberg, because when you're talking to Mike Greenberg, you bring the heat.
I would just say, look, there are three options, right? He's either staying in New England, he's retiring, or he's going to go play somewhere else. I would think of those three. That staying in New England, to me, would seem like the least likely option of the three. But we'll see.
The least likely option of the three.
I think you could go any which way. I think all three are in play. But I think it'd be more likely that he would retire or even perhaps move on than it would be to stay in New England. We'll see.
Wow.
Oh. Boom. Here comes the boom, saith the poet P.O.D. Well, however, last week, take that, is Greenberg.
Is that saliva or is that P.O.D.? That is
that's
P.O.D.
No, saliva is click, click, boom.
Oh, my bad. That was a boom
Josie
generation.
Scott on the toilet.
Well, someone...
Hey, you guys, you got any cookies?
All right, so basically, Schefter's being fed a bunch of information from the Brady camp.
You see, I mean, that's obvious. They're close. I mean, those two are close.
No. Yeah, that's how Schefter gets his information. And people sometimes say he doesn't use stuff or he blocks stuff because he can keep those channels open. But he's obviously being told by the Brady camp to say these things. And
well, that to me says that he wants one more two-year mega deal.
Yes.
Like, why else would you leak
this
it out?
This is an attempt to force the team's hand.
Yeah.
And if it's any player that can do it, it's him. And Brady is now pushing that relationship.
You would think that.
I mean, I'm tired of this crap. You've never paid me anything, or yet you never paid me market value. I've always taken far below market value. I have one more contract left in me. Pay up, or I'm leaving. This is it. I'm tired of playing these games with you guys. I deserve better than this.
Yep. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And so every time people say, oh, that wasn't, it'd be interesting to see what the people defending the wall
say. Oh, yeah.
That's right. The Patriots pretenders.
Because if you think Schefter's making this up, or if you go, ooh, ESPN, he's not. He's being told what to say.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no better puppet of the regime.
No better broker of information than him.
Right. And
it's he and Jay Glazer. Those are the two.
And then Schefter has to keep people happy.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's being told to leak this stuff. So every time now you see Brady do something that you go, ooh, that looks like a little shot to the organization, or ooh, I mean, chances are, no matter what he says, he's doing it for that reason.
And I also think, Fred, that I don't know if it's been like this in the past, but I'm confident that this time he's not bluffing. If they don't give him what he wants, I completely see him going to another organization.
I mean, why would he be bluffing? He can only play for a couple more years. I mean, you can see right now, I mean, he can get rid of the ball quick.
Because there's a lot of players who are like, ah, man, I just want to, I'm comfortable here. I have a house here. I've got a family here. You know what?
He doesn't have a house here.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, is that he's setting it up to where he can deliver on his promise of I'm going to leave if you don't pay me. And it does seem like, I mean, if you just listen to what he's been saying for the past several years, that he wants to play to 45. It is, every message is being thrown out that he wants that 1 2-year mega contract, even probably bigger than what he probably wants, more than what Drew Brees got. Because if he went somewhere else, he would get more than what Drew Brees got. Don't you believe? Like, Drew Brees got 2 years, $25 million.
I don't think he'll get more.
You don't think that if he was a free agent and the Bears wanted him?
Yes. I think age factors into this.
I don't.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I think you're talking about the greatest. I think that he would get more than Drew Brees. I think that just for
ticket sales. I mean,
ticket sales or whatever. I just think that you immediately become a favorite for the Super Bowl.
I mean,
you just immediately become one of the favorites for the Super Bowl. The addition of one player. If you're a team, I mean, even if you're like Buffalo, he would never go there. But
he'd go to the Bears.
Yeah, I know, but he wouldn't go to Buffalo just because Buffalo sucks. Like, to live. But say he went to Buffalo.
Yeah.
That team is a favorite to win the division.
Top three defense, best quarterback of all time.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'd surround him with weapons, and so there you go.
The theory is, though, that he wouldn't go to another team with, and Ted Johnson has said this multiple times when he sat in here, is that he needs a security blanket. He can't go and learn a new offense. It has to be the offense he's familiar with. Like, I know, and it's well documented that Josh McDaniels has been scared to leave, but if another team goes, look, we want you, we'll hire Josh McDaniels to install your offense, and then you come play for us. I think that's part of it also.
But the problem with that is chances are that's going to be a below average team. And I don't know if you're Brady, you want to sit around and wait for the team to get better?
How many? They just hired Nagy, right? I keep thinking about the Bears because it's perfect.
This is his second.
But he might die. Nagy is 85 years old. He might die of natural causes.
Okay, so if it's his second year, and let's say the Bears, I mean, they could easily be 500.
I'm not saying. I agree.
I would think that would be a justifiable firing if you were bringing in Josh McDaniels.
Pittsburgh gets rid of Tomlin after this year. You hire Josh McDaniels.
Well, I mean, listen, that would be great.
Oh, Nagy's 40. No, the Bears coach is old.
I don't think Nagy is. But I don't.
Where did the Bears defensive coordinator go? Oh, went to Denver. He's old. All
Mick
right,
Fangio
my bad.
Is who you're thinking
Mick
of.
Fangio. Yes.
Yeah, no. If this is Nagy's second year, and let's say they're under 500, that's definitely, or 500. that's an underachievement. People were thinking of them as possibly being a Super Bowl team, so you can justify, I mean, you'd be able to justify it anyway, if you just said, it's a package deal. Like, if you want Tom Brady, then you got to get Josh McDaniels. Who's going to have a problem with that? This is the guy that you've thrived under, so that could be the case. And how comfortable would that make Brady feel if he had that guy running your offense?
I'm being told Chargers.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How's the Chargers D?
Chargers defense has some good players.
New stadium, they got to fill some seats, L.A.
Well, I mean, obviously there's
get rid of Rivers.
That part of it, but I'm just trying to think of the pieces that are around him. I'm trying to...
Him on the team, the pieces look a lot better.
I mean, obviously, they do. I'm just thinking, who's ready-made? Like, who's ready to go? Who's a quarterback away?
He does it... Well, I mean, if you put the best quarterback in the world, one of the best quarterbacks in the world right now on a team, it makes up for a lot of deficiencies.
But it's also, who would he feel comfortable playing with? Like,
fine.
You know,
I mean, they can make that happen. There's a lot of the Bill Belichick coaching trees around. I mean, they can.
Dolphins.
Yeah, right. Chargers have had a top 10 defense the last 3 years, including this one. And Anthony Lynn is in his third year, and the Chargers right now are 2-5.
So maybe Los Angeles.
Yeah, Bosa.
He's got a house around, at least in California. I don't know where it is. California, big place.
I think relocating
to San Fernando
LA,
Valley,
not a problem.
Where they make all the porn.
Well, however, last week, one of the things that Adam Schefter quoted as evidence of Tom Brady moving on was that Alex Guerrero had sold his house, which, according to Tommy Curran, is true. However, the place that he's moving is Plymouth. So that kind of throws a wrench into a little bit of those things. But Tommy Curran also does not agree with Adam Schefter's assessment of Brady staying being the, quote, least likely scenario. To that, he said, I don't feel that way. I feel that Tom Brady will eventually work something out, despite the fact that he's most likely going to have worse stats in 2019 than he did in 2018. So all I know is that I agree with you, Fred, and that's the first thing you think when it comes from Adam Schefter. And the fact that it's being pushed this hard, like now, is interesting to me, and I believe it all comes directly from Brady. And that just says to me, I'm done dicking around. I need this deal. Give me the last 2 years for a ton of money, or I'm out of here.
Right. And everything, little jab he takes at the organization, he goes, no, they're jabs. He's doing it on purpose.
Yep.
He knows what he's doing.
Well, now, one Patriot we know will not be here is Michael Bennett. After he pretty much bitched his way through a press conference on Wednesday, the first chance he's had to speak since returning from his suspension for yelling at a coach, Belichick apparently said, well, that's enough, and traded him to Dallas for a 7th-round pick that can go to a 6th-round pick in 2021.
Wow.
Not that much of a return, but then again, I think in Bill Belichick's mind, he just wanted him the hell out of
it. But the Patriots take everyone that's been a malcontent and turn them into the superstars.
Well, it doesn't always work. I mean, I think we've
not betting 1,000.
There's a pretty decent track record of it not always working.
I think if you took a vote around the town, that the chances are Michael Bennett was going to work were probably around the 95 percentile.
Mm-hmm. See, I think Michael Bennett is still a good player.
The point was that he would work in the Patriot way.
Yeah, they traded for him, and you know he's got a pretty big contract. Sure, it didn't work. He swung and missed, and Belichick does not care. I mean, he got him out of the AFC.
Can we remember this as time goes by, and they try to get another guy?
Well, I think Albert Haynesworth is kind of the bellwether.
Well, Haynesworth just stopped trying.
No, Bennett was playing well. Bennett's a good player. Haynesworth, when he came here, was not, and this was his last chance.
No, Haynesworth was just, he was smart. He was just, I'm going to pick up every last little bit of money I can while still not trying.
Yeah, the whole outspoken thing, as I said yesterday, this is not a mystery to the Patriots. They knew what they were getting when they got him, and they just thought they could control him, and they couldn't.
You know what's funny is that you need to pull up those Michael Bennett quotes from the beginning of the season where he talked about how he likes Bill Belichick because he actually speaks to him like a man and he respects that. And then now all of a sudden it's almost like a complete 180.
Well, but he's probably talked to Belichick 3 times. Dan, go ahead.
Freddie, thanks for bringing the energy, man. I play off of you coming in hot.
That's right, baby.
I know. I need that. Rich, you're awesome. And Wallach, please stop talking. And I just wanted to say that I just got this feeling that, I mean, I rewatched the Super Bowl from last year. I've been watching some of these games. I mean, some of them have been blowouts, but, I mean, it's been kind of stalling. I don't know if Brady's going to keep playing if he sucks the rest of the year. I mean, I know he doesn't suck. I know he's decision-maker. He's doing everything really good like that, but I don't see any, like, flashy, amazing, a couple of good throws. If he has a really good end of the year, MVP of the Super Bowl, sure. But if he drops off again, he's been pissed after every single game. And I know he doesn't have weapons, but, I mean, all I got to say is, lady. Oh!
Yeah. He is old. Gets rid of that ball.
Yeah, but if he wins, if he wins the Super Bowl.
What is the Lady O reference?
That's the guy from Brookline 911.
Oh,
lady.
Oh, the guy was being picked on at Whole Foods. That guy.
The one who, that's right. Who called 911 because they weren't nice to him at the Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's, sorry.
Yes. Oh, lady. Oh. I need to find that clip. That's a great clip. It's underused, as a matter of fact.
You know what Brady's using now? His noggin. That's what he's using.
He thinks the game.
Do you know?
Oh, that's not it.
I can't. We got a break. All right. What's coming up, Rich?
All right. We will also get to the quote that launched 1,000 bulletin board tweets. Jarvis Landry firing a shot across the bow, or did he?
Then he looked to his left and he realized, take it back. Here are the headlines.
98.5 The Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston's home for sports. Tanner and Rick. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Get it right, get it down, get it right now. Right now. Wait by the bay, get it right now. Why won't they put me on timeout or lights down?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What else is going down in the streets, Rich Poo?
Well, it's not official, but it sounds like there's only been one person who has interviewed for the job, and it seems like there's only one person on the radar of the Red Sox for the general manager's position, and that person, Chaim Bloom. I'm pronouncing that correct. Am I, John?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Chaim.
Well, according to multiple sources, he has been interviewed at his Tampa Bay's vice president of baseball operations. And I guess he's widely respected all around the league. He's a rising star, according to most people in the know, and checks a lot of the boxes that they're looking for. Now, he is 36 years old, a Yale graduate. He has spent the past 15 seasons down in Tampa. First, he was in player development, and for the past three, he was working alongside GM, the GM there, and it was a pretty successful run. As a matter of fact, while he was at that position, they improved their win totals from 68 to 80 games to 90 and finally 96 this year when they took the Astros to Game 5 of the division series. He was also a finalist for the Mets GM position a year ago. So I know nothing about this guy except for what I wrote yesterday.
Sabermetrics.
John Wallach, you are plugged in.
Yes.
What say you about Haim?
He's been the right-hand man. Matthew Silverman is the guy who's the GM in Tampa Bay. He replaced the guy who went to L.A., Andrew Friedman.
Friedman Haim.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, the kid is Ivy League educated. It reminds you a little bit of a younger Theo Epstein. The way he came up.
I guess he wrote some book when he was 25.
Did not know that.
It was called, like, The Rays Way, and it was how to be successful.
Yeah.
I thought he wrote a book about how to pick up chicks.
He could. It was the game, too.
Jim Irsay, hello.
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
Jim Irsay, how's it going?
Owner of the Indianapolis Colts. It's been a long time.
Yeah, you guys fired up?
Always.
Oh, Friday. How could you not be fired up?
It's Friday. Cool.
You weren't aware of that fact.
No, man. I just, I try and roll with the punches. And I know we talked last week. How's your Christmas, man?
Christmas is not, I believe, 8 weeks till Christmas, my wife told me yesterday.
What's that, man?
My wife told me that there was 8 weeks until Christmas. That's a conversation we had yesterday.
Are you saying it's like November?
Not quite. Almost to November.
Oh, man. I guess I've been out of it for a little time, guys. It's like every now and then when I need to get my beauty rest, I put Quentin outside my door and I just, like, take a little nap. I call it Jimbernation.
Okay. Now, while you were Jimbernating, did you find out that it sounds like your man Quentin on the offensive line is getting some talk about possibly being up for MVP this year?
Yeah, man. So you're saying the season started? How are we doing?
You're doing pretty good.
Andy
flinging it?
Andrew Luck not playing. He retired.
Now, Jim, when you take one of your
ursinations...
How do you get to sleep? How do you make your body sleep for so long?
Well, if I know Quentin's out there guarding the door, man, it's like a weighted blanket around me, but then I take a lot of pills, too.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim Irsay. It's always a pleasure when you call in.
All right, guys.
All right, see you, man.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Hey, you fired up?
I turned up the mic. Fired up. Jim Irsay calls in. By the way, Ryan Johnson just tweeted something. He said, started my morning reading about Sox GM candidate Haim Bloom. Saw this and was confused as to what a degree in classics means. It says Bloom is a Philadelphia native and attended Yale University, graduating 2004 with a bachelor's degree in classics. It turns out it's Greek and Roman languages, along with the art and history of each. Seriously, why even go to college?
No, the classics usually... are like Dawkins breaking the chains.
Sure, sure.
Crocus is screaming in the night.
You would think so.
I mean, it all depends. Yeah, he got a liberal arts education. Come on, get off the guy's back. He went out there. You can improve your mind without learning a particular skill. Ignoramus Johnson. Maybe if you didn't think that way, you'd have the damn job you wanted. Calling play-by-play instead of sitting down and having to kiss the feet of Judge Surratt every Saturday.
John Stun.
Saturdays were awkward at the beginning there. Yes.
I would have to admit.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting on a guy. You know how your brain has to be malleable and learn these things that are foreign to you? Yep. It builds brain power. It gets you ability to look at logic and look at the things that how things work. Have we lost the educational system in America? Has it really come down to this?
I don't know. Did who's in charge know, of that?
Did I have to know ones and zeros and geep bop boops to get anywhere in life? I don't think so. Look at this guy. He's got sabermetrics coming out of the wazoo. He's been doing what he wants to do for 15 years. I mean, come on, people. It's not all put hole A into nut B. Come on, man.
Speaking of Hole A, I've been reading the Antonio Brown tweets. And, oh. I mean, they're coming fast and furious. They're fantastic.
Is that Pig Latin?
Yes, it is.
A-hole?
Yes, it is. So can you please verify that you attended FIU for a short term? No one believes me. And he put, absolutely no one even knows the AB journey. And then somebody said, you seem very agitated this morning. He goes, bless touching the fans, been quiet. So he's blessed touching us, the fans, who are trying to find out about what he's been up to. And then you've got, do NFL players get an unemployment check? Nah, you go to work super hard in season, so you take your funds to be set. And then he's like retweeting all this stuff like, I never dropped you from my fantasy team. He's like, bless it. Call God.
Did he really type that?
Yeah, I mean, call God. By the way, if you look at his, like, the beginning of his Twitter profile, it says hashtag call God. And I've tried, and I can't get through.
Is it like a number that you would have when they would tell you your fortune?
I just dialed 777. Nothing happened.
Oh, something happened to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere someone is appreciating that. Do you see Kanye West is taking out all the dirty words of his songs?
I did, and he was supposed to release his album this morning or at midnight. It was like his big gospel album, which I looked, and it's not out yet.
No, but he'll take his time.
I mean, that's going to be garbage.
And you know what the critics will say? It's the greatest thing that ever happened.
I think that this is the one where they go, nope. I think this is the one where they go, nope, not
disagree.
Good.
You've been how long have you thought that with different albums?
No, really? I haven't. This is the first time I've thought he's going to put this out and everyone's going to go garbage.
We'll see.
He'll handle it well. You got to think that.
I love this. Should have stayed off your phone in New England. You disappointed Tom. That was to Antonio Brownie, but wasn't the phone. I think it was the price tag. Dude, I'm arguing with what seems like a madman.
Yeah.
They gave you the money. Like, I mean, they told you they you had a contract. No, it was too much money. Well, no, they gave you the money, and they're still going to give you the money, it seems like. It wasn't the phone. It was the price tag. So he continues this morning. This should be fun. He's not he's not hopping off. Antonio Brown is very vocal.
All right. Bert Breer is here. He will join us in studio. He's right there on a microphone. And maybe he'll hang out and get yelled at by these protectors of the wall. It's up to him. If he wants to get out their face-to-face verbal lashings. But first, no commercials, just the headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I don't know. It's just a thing with me, you know. If I see something that I like, it's, I have to go for it. And I like what I see, baby. Come here. I got a real going on Friday night. I couldn't find anything to do. So I pulled out a suit about the same color as my BMW. I drove to the party and I stepped
in. 98.5 The Sports Hub, where you can see us on twitch.tv or on the Twitch app. Company.
I have to read this.
I have to read this more. Bert Breer from the MMQB is brought to you this morning by New England Fat Loss. Find out more at newenglandfatloss.com.
Somebody tweeted Antonio Brown, you still have the ball that Tom Brady threw to you. And Antonio Brown replied, trainers from Pat stole the ball. So much jealousy, never sent with my stuff.
Well, so like it was intentional. Like we don't want AB to have the ball, so we're going to take it from him.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him. As the way he went out, like where he just like took a flamethrower to everything, I could see like that being a personal call from the head office going, you don't give him any of that crap. We're holding on to all of it.
No evidence that he was ever here. We're just right. scrubbing him.
You just burn it all. Yeah. So, yeah, he's losing his mind.
I got
morning.
Some catching up to do. I mean, like, this is crazy. Like, I mean, he's more than one tweet a minute here.
No, it's for the last 30 minutes, about 40 tweets, including retweets.
He's ignored my question, which was...
I mean, he's definitely, like... This isn't morning for him. This is the end of last night for him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. This is still going. Yeah.
He's lonely.
I just tweeted him and said, do you regret ripping on Robert Kraft? I just want that answer. I just want to see what he has to say.
Why not?
It's journalism.
Because I honestly think that if he hadn't done that, there might be a chance after all this kind of got sorted out that the Patriots might take him back.
Well, there were a lot of people that wanted him to stay.
I I know he wants to come back. My God, all the videos he's recording, he's wearing Patriots gear and stuff like that. Now, whether or not it's right to bring him back
still
because
feel
of
like...
stuff, I think that there would have been at least a chance. Now there's none. I mean, you go out that way, you're not going to come back.
I see actually another show actually asked him to come on.
Yeah, we did that. They're doing ripping off us.
He must not be happy about... Am I happy with that show? Is that a Pittsburgh show?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like,
I don't think the league's gonna. I think it's like almost like a de facto suspension now, where the league is dragging their feet on the investigation
because they don't want him back.
So everyone else, every team is like, well, you know, we can't do anything right now while this is still ongoing. It's taking them forever. They haven't even talked to him yet.
So they're doing them a solid. That is weird. Now is that.
I don't think anything's by accident.
Okay. They're doing kind of everyone a solid, so it doesn't put them in a weird spot where, you know,
it's like, it's if, you know, all right, say you're Clark Hunt, Andy Reid comes to you, or you're, like, I'm not going to say Art Rooney, because that's not going to happen again, but,
sure.
You know, like, if you're Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard comes to you, whatever it is, like, and says, like, this guy could really help us.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the out of saying, well, you know, there's an investigation going on, so my hands are sort of tied here. I can't go against what the league's trying to do.
Well, your coworker, Robert Klemko, when we had him on, he's the one who wrote that big story that ultimately got Antonio Brown in trouble.
Yeah.
So he said that there were other charges that could drop at any moment that he knew about, or at least claims that people had, and he said it wasn't sexual, and it wasn't, I forget what the other one was, but they were big. Whatever happened with that? Do you know? Have you spoken to Robert about that?
I honestly, like, just in the mess of the season, like, we haven't talked about it in the last few weeks.
Well, because been crazy over the last.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I could give you a better answer on that.
I have a feeling that drops as soon as he's on a team.
It's possible. I mean, yeah, that would make sense, right? Because it's somebody holding it for the right time to drop it, and dropping it now would just be sort of another, you know, like another grain of sand on the beach.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, kind of like a who cares. Yeah.
I mean, like,
at this point, that's probably a good analogy.
Yeah. All right. So this has been, and you were tweeting some stuff when Josh Gordon was released that was strange. I mean, that whole Josh Gordon release, it sounds to me that the Patriots exploited this loophole that I didn't know about. I don't think it's anything illegal that you can kind of explain this, but the more than anything, I want to know, like, if he was released. And I know that they needed a roster spot, but that's still a position of need. And Josh Gordon wasn't awful. He was good. I mean, he was okay, underperforming, I think, from what they wanted.
Hey, listen, anyone out there who's listening to this who thinks what happened the other day was a little fishy, or there, you know, could be another shoe to drop, I don't blame you. Because I don't know that there's not. Like, and I'm going to become totally clean about that. It's certainly possible that something happened at the facility, in practice, whatever. Possible something happened and the Patriots are maybe doing him a solid, because I do think he's a good-hearted guy and I do think a lot of people are rooting for him, and they're just keeping it quiet and they're just trying to give the kid another shot, say, like, hey, listen, like, we're not going to ruin your life over this. We can't have you over here. There were conditions, like, they weren't met, so we're going to move on. We're going to give you a chance to move on.
So IR would almost
Well, no, IR to me, like, IR is protecting the team. Like, IR is... If you release him today and he becomes an unrestricted free agent, he can sign wherever he wants. If he wants, he can go to Indianapolis, he can go to Houston, he can go to Kansas City, he can go wherever he wants. If you hold on to him past next Tuesday, which is the trade deadline, then release him after that, then he has to go through the waiver process.
Yeah.
So that makes it a lot less likely, especially because, you know, if you look at his contract, I think he's got like $1 million left. Maybe less than that, like, for the rest of the year. Like, it's going to be much more difficult for him to get to a contender, because it's certainly possible there's somebody out there. You know, say you're the Cardinals or say you're the Giants, like, and you've got a young quarterback and like, hey, like we can give our young quarterback here another weapon and why not roll the dice? It's not going to cost us much. There are way more barriers for Josh Gordon getting to a contender. You guys know how the waiver process works.
Sure.
Like the draft order, basically. Yeah, right.
Worst to best, yeah.
So there's a halfway decent chance. Like, he doesn't even make it into the area where in Indianapolis or Kansas City or Houston or one of the teams that could get in the way of the Patriots getting to the Super Bowl winds up getting him.
He thought he was going to play this weekend, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. And you said that you saw him on a treadmill. First of all,
I didn't see him on a treadmill.
Okay. I was about to say, what does it look like to see a human being run 22 miles per hour on a treadmill?
Well, first of all, I know that there's been like a lot of like mathematicians on Twitter over the last few days. Like, well, this guy runs this speed, this guy runs that speed. When these guys are in rehab, I mean, I guess for our generation, it was like I remember in high school, we ran with bungee cords, right? And you run faster than you can actually run when you're getting pulled with a bungee cord. It's like, you know, now it's way more advanced than that. And there are things that they do during rehab to get them ready to go. I mean, Usain Bolt, I believe in the Olympics, like hit 28 or 29
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, 28 miles. I actually looked it up yesterday, 28.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that's like, I mean, it's like Gordon's really, really fast. Like, none of us in this room could run 22 miles an hour.
No
but
way.
For a professional athlete, one of that caliber, he can do it. And look, like, The point was he's rehabbing and he can sprint. Like, he can run. Like, the whole point of me putting that out, like
he should be playing.
He can sprint. He can run right now. Like, so, like, it was just illustrating that he may not be completely healthy and he's got a bruised knee, you know, but like he may not be completely healthy right now.
Yeah.
But
good enough to play. Everyone's banged up.
But I mean, in like a week or two, like, they're going to have to clear him. And when they clear him, they have to release him. That's the way that works. You can't just take a guy and put him on IR because you don't want the rest of the league having access to him.
Yeah.
Once a guy can pass a physical, now we've seen examples of it where guys have been in that position where they're not really hurt and they're on IR, and it happens fairly frequently where it's like, you know, say you got a rookie and he's got a 10-week injury.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Like, we're just going to put him on IR. And then by the end of the year, he's healthy, but he's still on IR. That's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
But the players in these situations always have the right where, you know, you could grieve it and you could say, well, I'm healthy and they're preventing me from playing.
Here's a question that I want Antonio Brown to respond to. Somebody just tweeted, one of our listeners said, hey, Antonio, have you heard Touch and Rich's version of Back in Black with your farts as the hook?
Let's hope he would.
Do you have it?
I mean, I may have it here, but I thought
just,
that we,
I mean, just in case he's tuning in.
I mean, I yeah, you know what? I have to be honest. I forgot what it was labeled.
I checked out for a second there. Can you bring me back in a little fart?
Wow, he's still rolling.
Oh, dude, of course.
That's not going to end
until he passes out.
Yeah. Just in honor of him, in case he.
People are paying attention to him.
Everyone listening right now, what's his Twitter handle?
At AB84.
At AB84.
Well, and
hang on. Bert, hang on. All right. Everyone tweet him at AB84 and just go, have you heard Toucher and Rich's...
Making songs out of your farts.
Making songs out of your farts. And will you please just tune in and then let us know when you're tuning in.
I like it. It's a grassroots effort.
Yeah. Just keep bombarding. Come on, listen. You can listen at 98.5 app. 98.5 app.
Well, no, don't even make him download the app. Just give him a link to like the live stream.
Yeah, 98.5thesportsup.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And he then he's got to download the app. And
no, no. Okay, 98.5thesportsup.com. Sure. All right. Adam Schefter has said some things about the future of Tom Brady. And you would have to think he's being fed this information. And we will talk about that with Burt Breer, hotshot from the MMQB, man about town.
That's right.
He is indeed raconteur, father of three children, because why not have three? Just to make it a little more difficult to travel.
Let's just keep going. You know, yeah, four, five kids.
Point, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why
you got
not?
Three.
No. It's going to be scientifically taken care of.
Oh, okay. You've had that conversation. All right.
Yeah.
Our listeners are the best.
All right. Keep going.
Have you heard Touch and Rich making songs with your farts? Antonio Brown. Hey, Antonio Brown, you should tune in and listen to Touch and Rich making music out of your farts.
Okay, good. Just keep it going, please.
Have you guys seen his response, like Greg Giannotti from...
I did not ask him to come on.
Hey, we got DeMarcus Lawrence coming on, but we can fit you in.
I mean, within like 30 seconds, there's like 50 people.
He doesn't have to come on the air. Just listen at 985thesportshub.com.
Yes.
985thesportshub.com. Go tell us when you're listening, and we'll play you him.
Oh, and people are sending him the link.
Super.
All right. Also, are you a fan of Louis Anderson? Which somebody asked him.
Want to stay at my house for a while? Right.
Thank you, Louis Anderson. I appreciate it.
You're a young comic. You don't have anywhere to stay.
That's really creepy.
I live right in back of the Comedy Store. You want to come in? Have a hot meal? I got a cold. You want some Tylenol PM?
Let's see if he responds to it, because he's getting assaulted right now.
Let's break and get back.
Okay.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line ma.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I don't know. It's just a thing with me, you know. If I see something that I like, I have to go for it. And I like what I see, baby. Come here. I got a deal going on Friday night. I couldn't find anything to do. So I pulled out a suit about the same color as my BMW. I drove to the party and I stepped
down. 98.5 The Sports Hub, where you can see us on twitch.tv or on the Twitch app. Company.
I have to read this.
But I have to read this more. Bert Breer from the MMQB is brought to you this morning by New England Fat Loss. Find out more at newenglandfatloss.com.
Somebody tweeted, Antonio Brown, you still have the ball that Tom Brady threw to you. And Antonio Brown replied, trainers from Pat stole the ball. So much jealousy, never sent with my stuff.
Well, so like it was intentional. Like we don't want AB to have the ball, so we're going to take it from him.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him. As the way he went out, like took a flamethrower to everything. I could see like that being a...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.